In my last boo, I talked to you about Apple Camp from the kids' perspective and what the kids do. Well, there's another facet of it, and that's the parents' side. Parents are required to be there. It's not a drop-off camp. It's only 90 minutes long on 3 days, and a parent has to be there within sight of their kid at all time. That's the quote-unquote rule at Apple stores. I thought it would be 90 minutes of boredom, because I'd be sitting around. You know, I can play in an Apple store on the computers, and in fact, I did spend at one point a fair amount of time playing with Final Cut Pro when I got the chance. But basically, they actually run a program for the parents. Now, one mom said, the kids get to do the fun stuff, and we get the timeshare presentation. And that's half accurate. Let's put it that way. I thought the best part was on the first day, you know, when we thought we were going to get the hard sell on how to buy Apple computers, despite the fact that anyone sending their kid to Apple camp probably already has some Apple equipment. The first part was actually a good discussion on user accounts. And I mean, anyone that has a computer should be sat down and given this talk, I have to say. As an IT professional, everyone who has a computer capable of it should have a single account for each person. That's not shared account. That's such a bad idea for any number of reasons. And so, you know, they talked about the importance of that and why you do it, how you set it up, how do you create users, how do you set up restricted users on a Mac anyway, and use parental controls, and how to monitor your kids and how to, you know, other best practices about giving them passwords and not letting them change them and, you know, you control them, or even if they're younger, only you let them log in, when to set the time zones, all good stuff. And I think, if nothing else, if the parents got that out of it, that made the whole thing actually a bit worth their time. Now, the second part, they also gave us a couple presentations about things, one of which was iCloud. And I felt that was a little markety. That was definitely pushing the iCloud way of life and not really presenting some of the alternatives that you have. And I don't just mean not using iCloud, but in other words, you know, if you have one iCloud account, you have to have one account to do this, and that's not true. I have multiple accounts for different reasons, some historical, some just for control freakedness. But you know, the level of presentation they gave was not at that, so I wasn't learning anything anyway because I know that stuff. They also gave a presentation on iPhoto, which I thought was very good, if you didn't know iPhoto, and talked a little bit about faces and places and geolocating, and they also had a discussion about location services, which is the ability of the phone to tap into its GPS and use that information within applications and programs, and specifically why, you know, when you take the first time you use a camera to take a picture, it pops up and asks you, do you want to use your location? The phone wants to use your location, and some people freak out and think that's tracking them, but in fact, your phone's tracking you whether you like it or not. Any phone like that knows where you are because it knows the cell tower locations. It has to, so don't freak out about that. If you've got a cell phone, somebody knows where you are. Anyway, the funny part was that during that discussion, they talked about how you use it, what it's used for, and how to control it on a granular scale on a phone, where you can go into the list of applications that use location services, and you can deny them access on an individual basis. And of course, you want the camera to do it because it locates your pictures, but there are some apps that you probably want to turn location off and not let them know where you are. For example, all Google apps, which it was amazing I was able to keep a straight face at that bald-faced stab at Google. Anyway, for the user account knowledge and the parental controls, worth it, and it did keep me occupied for a while in the store. Be aware of that if you're going to do Apple Camp. You do have to be there, and you will get to enjoy some Apple marketing. Slick, generally, Apple marketing, I might add. And that's Apple Camp.